Hey there, Clint Beachwood here, and it is A Day at the Beach. Podcast number 53 is what's going down this time around. Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm going to start the show off with a brand new CD from the band The Deadlies out of Napa, California. The CD is called The Deadlies Go to Nashville. And you might kind of just get an idea from just the title that maybe it's not full-on surf. Not a whole lot of surf going on in Nashville. In fact, a whole different feel to the music coming out of Nashville. But it's got a pretty good variety here. 15 songs. I'm going to start off with a song called Sunstroke. Jim Lang, the drummer for the Deadlies, was kind enough to send me several promo copies. I have three to give away. And let's start right now, okay? I'm not going to give all three away today, but I am going to give away one of them today. And first email I get that answers the following question. One of the guys involved in the production of this CD is a guy by the name of Jack Douglas. Jack Douglas has produced tons of very high-profile rock and roll bands. And in fact, in 1980, he won a Grammy for the Album of the Year. Tell me the name of the artist and title of that album. The Grammy of the Year winner in 1980 that Jack Douglas produced. So, pretty high-powered people working for the Deadlies here. I'm impressed, and it's a pretty high-quality album. So let's get into it, all right? Once again, it's Day at the Beach podcast number 53. These are the Deadlies. All right, those were, that was a band called Counterpoint. The song was The Deep, and comes from NPR's International Beach Ball compilation, put out many years ago. Get Three Coffins Ready before that with Moonshadow. I don't think that was a cover of Cat Stevens' Moonshadow. I'm just joking, okay? It's just a joke. Original there by Get Three Coffins Ready, self-titled CD. The Volcanoes with Doheny Don from their Finish Line Fever CD of also several years back. The Volcanoes coming out of Minnesota. I say about 80% positive of that. And then the show started off with The Deadlies doing a song called Sunstroke from their The Deadlies Go to Nashville CD. Again, brand new CD from The Deadlies. And hope you had a chance to do a little Googling for Jack Douglas to see if you can win the CD. Again, first correct answer to email me at any of the many places you can get a hold of me. Fortunately for the internet, it always lists the date and time that the message was sent. So give it your best shot, okay? Cool CD, 15 songs. Again, not all surf, especially with the title of The Deadlies Go to Nashville. So have kind of a country twang to some of the songs and a little bit of spaghetti western feel maybe to a couple. But overall, solid rock and roll, instrumental rock and roll. I think there is one vocal on the 15 songs. So anyway, just to let you know that. All right. Really cool band that I've enjoyed over the years. I got two CDs from them many years ago. Yeah, the band is Splashback. Wish they would put out these guys and the Veritones, or they share members of the bands, but I wish either one of them. The Veritones, we got a Christmas CD from them this last year, but I'd love to hear more surf music out of these guys. Anyway, this is a Splashback from their Mrs. Modo CD, doing a song called Surf Tremor. Thank you. from Spain, Los Tiki Phantoms, doing a song called Ecos de Venganza. It comes from their CD, El Ejército de las Calaveras. Pretty smooth, huh? That's right. Old bilingual Clint Beachwood here. Bring you the surf, more or less rock and roll instrumental tunes today. A lot of non-surf type things going out there. Not Los Tiki Phantoms, very much hardcore surf music. But Jay Hardkey from Texas did a song called Out of My Mind from his Prada Billy CD. Saw Jay Hardkey perform at one of Deke Dickerson's Guitar and Geek Festival a few years back. And it was the very first time he's ever performed live. It was a fun show. Bruce Harvey and the Sand Fleas. Yes, it was the surf mandolin, a little surf mandolin action for you with a song called Blue Rain Reel. Blue Rain Reel. From a CD called Overhead at Darrington. Darrington or Darrington's? I don't know, I've lost it. Here it is, it's in the pile. The CD's called Overhead at Darrington by Bruce Harvey and the Sand Fleas. I would like to be a sand flea someday, playing the band. The Surfside 4 before that, Ballad of the Tiki was the name of the song and the CD. And then Splashback with Surf Tremor from their Mrs. Moto CD. It's always got to be the equal rights people there, you know. Mr. Moto usually gets all the credit, but this time it's the Mrs. getting her name into the picture. Mrs. Moto by Splashback. Alrighty, anything else going on in the world of surf? No, not really. So let's keep going here. And another band that is not a real heavy into surf music per se, but some of my favorite songs in this whole instrumental world come from the Reventlows, and I'm going to play the title track off of the Palace of Sound, the last CD that we've heard from the Reventlows. I really like their stuff, and I even like them more live. They are such a fun band to see live. Anyway, Palace of Sound, the Reventlows. We'll be right back. right. That's the Longboard Ranch doing a song called Dave's Waves. You can hear me grunting in the background because I forgot to turn the mic off during that whole set. And I think this microphone is pretty unidirectional, and it's also, you really have to be pretty close to it. I think if I really back off, you don't get to hear me at all. So hopefully, as I'm making a little clattering noises in the background, putting CDs in and out and opening up cases and whatnot, you don't hear that. It would be better if I were just hit the switch and turn it off. So anyway, that's my problem, and well, it might be yours too if you're listening to it. Longboard Ranch, Dave's Waves, Surfing Out West of the CD. Bruce Duncan on is he on lead guitar? I think so. He is definitely the band leader, and Longboard Ranch put out a couple really cool CDs. Very traditional sound. Five-man band usually. I think it's pretty tough keeping five guys together playing surf music. But anyway, Planet 7 before that from a CD from way back called The Tomorrow That Never Was. We heard Point and Shoot, and then the Reventlows opened things up with Palace of Sound for that set. Going to play a couple bands out of Canada here next. The first one is a band called The Modelos, pretty much on the spaghetti western side of instrumental music. The CD's called Saddle Justice. And I'll follow that up with Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet. Another awesome band out of the 90s, I think it was. I think we could call them, I don't know, second, third wave. You know, it's way too technical for my little brain, but I'm just wondering where that band would be today if one of their main players didn't pass away. Very cool. I only have one CD by them, a Chevy Showstoppers, and it's an awesome CD. And a lot of other things they do are really, really good. So anyway, that's following the Modelos right here on A Day at the Beach. All right, that was it was the OK Kings doing Weeping Surfer. Kind of a sad song, isn't it? By the OK Kings. But anyway, Weeping Surfer comes from Our Kingdom for a Wave. The Aqualads before that. Going to be hearing lots of Aqualads lately because they sent me their whole collection, all four CDs, going back over a space of about 10, 12 years. That CD was Treasures, and that came out just recently, I think, 2011, by the Aqualads out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet. We heard Egypt, Texas, again from Savvy Showstoppers. Just a little bit about Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet. The band consisted of Don Pyle on drums, Brian Connolly on guitar, and Reed Diamond on bass. And they had the theme song for the Canadian, kind of like a Saturday Night Live thing called Kids Down the Hall. The Kids in the Hall. And the song was called Having an Average Weekend was the name of the song that became that show's theme song. So kind of a lot of a little popularity there for a band from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet. And then their bass player, Reed Diamond, passed away in 2001 from cancer. And the band broke up in 1996. So I thought it was always his passing that broke up the band. But not so. They were gone long, 5 years before he passed away. Anything else? The Modellos in there. They're from British Columbia, Canada. Not sure exactly where, but the Great White North, eh? Take off. Kingdom of the Sun was the song, and at Saddle Justice was the song, CD. It's been podcast number 53 that you've been listening to. A little background music comes from Beyond the Sea compilation put out by Cordelia Records out of the UK. What else? That's about it. I'm going to wrap the show up with Three Balls of Fire doing the title track from Chrome and Water. And other than that, I'll be back hopefully next week, okay? Things aren't too crazy around the old Beechwood household. Thanks for listening. As always, go to Surf Guitar 101. You'll find my playlist listed in the general discussion section there. Look for A Day at the Beach podcast, and all of my playlists going way back to the radio show days are all there. And hopefully you can find out a lot about the bands and go buy some music. And also MySpace. I have my playlist listed on MySpace. I think me and about two other guys go onto MySpace these days. I don't know why I keep it up, but I do. Because I like MySpace. I think it's a pretty cool free site for bands. Because it's so much better than and Facebook in so many ways, but... Anyway, that's me rambling on, and let's get into Three Balls of Fire, and I'll wrap the show up, and I'll be back next week, okay? Thanks again for listening. A Day at the Beach, number 53, on this gorgeous Sunday here in San Diego, March 4th, 2012. See you next time.